Intelligence and law enforcement agencies have disrupted countless plots here and overseas and worked around the clock to keep us safe. Our military and counterterrorism professionals have relentlessly pursued terrorist networks overseas, disrupting safe havens in several different countries, killing Osama bin Laden.
But Obama didn't happen to mention that Representative Stephen Lynch, Democrat of Massachusetts, disclosed that a congressional investigation recently found that at least 72 people working at the Department of Homeland Security also were on the terror watch list. What would have been a scandal 30 years ago was barely mentioned today. Enter Donald Trump.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Soon after that statement, the liberal reactionaries on Twitter replied with fervor, even going so far as to call for Trump's assassination. Tweets included, "Can we kill Trump? Now he wants to impede Muslims from entering the U.S. Someone really needs to kill Trump ASAP. Somebody kill Trump. I genuinely mean it. And I'd rather murder Trump and rot in jail than let my kid grow up in a world with Trump as president." Fresh off of backtracking her statements disregarding the First Amendment, it appears Attorney General Loretta Lynch would find all of this call to violent action at the very least predicating. Of course, she won't bat an eye because Trump is on the wrong team. The lamestream media began to weigh in with their bought and paid for tactics.
You have leaders from your own party in the key states of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. You have galvanized political rivals all saying this is un-American and extreme and that it makes you a fascist. How do you respond?
Well, I totally disagree. You take a look, Chris, at what's going on, and it is disgraceful. First of all, you know, people quickly forget World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center number 2.
I've said this 100 times the last couple months. They kill Trump. They're coming after me, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson. Elon Musk is even above us on that list because they know who's chosen humanity, who won't sell out, who wants prosperity, who wants to stop World War III.
The American people are seeing the corruption that they've suspected from their government agencies who've been populated by the Obama workers and the Obama appointees for over a decade. So Trump has an opportunity now when he ascends the stage and speaks at every podium to say, this has been a turning moment for me. This has been a moment of wisdom and a moment of reflection when a bullet whizzes by your ear. And the pain of being bloodied and scarred and hurt and traumatized. But I continue on. But they may try it again. But let me say, if they try it again, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't fear death. I am serving the American people. I'm serving the Constitution. I took an oath to support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we're facing domestic enemies.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
And Trump has promised to focus on the profound reform of the entire intelligence apparatus itself. Not only the CIA, but also the FBI, also the NSA. What would that mean? It would mean the firing or early retirement of thousands of agents and bureaucrats that have been involved in covert operations the world over, who know where the bodies are buried.
They'll definitely work through some of the cutards that you've got your order from Trump. Now, the truck's waiting here. Already seen them get them to run trains off cliffs and attack the Hoover Dam and all that. Q is run by the deep state.
You're exactly right, Alex. The Q thing is a deep state operation. Now they are probably planning on using these MS-13 military age young men who've been brought into the country to start doing guerrilla warfare operations. Throwing out grenades and shooting automatic weapons into churches and police stations is how you traumatize America. They're going to engage in domestic terrorism operations, but they're going to lose because, again, this week the American public woke up like never before. They've been adrenalized. They've suddenly become Braveheart, rushing onto the field of battle.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host this afternoon. We are going to be airing more reports from Alex Jones throughout the broadcast today before the great Owen Schroyer takes over at 3 o'clock Central Time. And we are going to be broadcasting live tonight covering the RNC as Trump is scheduled to speak this evening. So make sure you stay tuned and follow us. We will be launching that live this evening on all of our platforms, especially X. But now we have Mike Adams, the health ranger, who is the editor of naturalnews.com and a well-known writer on topics of natural health, nutrition, and reversing serious disease with the use of plant-based medicines, on with us. Mike, you did some awesome reporting on some of the audio analysis of the gunshots on Saturday. Obviously, there's been a lot that's happened in the last 6 days in terms of this conversation, who the shooter was, what's really going on, fake pictures going around, real pictures going around, fake videos going around, real videos going around, conflicting reports about the nature of Secret Service and whether or not they had law enforcement in the building that the shooter was on top of, or whether or not they had somebody that was supposed to be on top of the roof that just didn't show up. I mean, there seem to be more questions than answers, even as time has gone on. We thought there were going to be more developments and knowledge, but I'm left just baffled still. What are your thoughts since we spoke on Saturday?
Okay, well, I spoke last night to a very experienced special forces leader who has run a prime minister protection details and presidential protection details in other countries. And he explained to me, I mean, he was desperate to reach out to me and give me this message. I'm glad to be able to share it with you, Chase.
Yes.
He said that there's absolutely going to be a PowerPoint presentation that was prepared before the advance team went to that location. And I'm quite certain people like Dan Bongino can confirm this as well. There's a satellite map. They do concentric circles around the location where the principal will be. In this case, that would be Trump. They draw concentric circles of 100 yards, 200 yards, 300 yards. They map every exposed object, every roof, every elevated position, every concealed structure, like, you know, trees or what have you. And then they give that to the advance team. The advance team goes to that location, scouts it out, and then makes sure that that's accurate. And then they also assess what kind of weapon systems would be capable of hitting the principal from what distances, so that they can have an inventory, an understanding of what sort of weapon systems might they be looking for. Then they alter that PowerPoint plan if needed based on the reality of what they see on the ground. They have an updated PowerPoint, and they give the briefing to everybody who's involved. The agent in charge is key. The AIC is key. And then on the day, there are people within the Secret Service who are responsible for making sure that every indicated rooftop is absolutely covered. And so we need to see that PowerPoint presentation, Chase. The Secret Service needs to make that at least available to a congressional investigative committee, if not, maybe not to the public, because perhaps that would reveal some of their methods and so on, but at least to certain people in Congress who are investigating. That would tell us whether that rooftop was assigned to a Secret Service team or not. either way, it would tell us information that we don't currently have now, because they're trying to pass it off onto the local police, you know, the Butler law enforcement, who said, no, we were just doing traffic duty. So that's really critical, Chase. I wanted to share that with you.
Well, one thing that's baffling to me about this is that we haven't seen the resignation of Cheadle. I mean, the first thing that I would do if I was the head of the Secret Service and there'd been an assassination attempt like this, with such brazen failures of security, and I use the term failures loosely because it's seeming to me, at least intuitively, based on all the evidence that I've looked at, that this wasn't so much a failure of security, but a failure of an assassination. They were wanting this to happen. Why is it that we haven't seen the resignation offered of Cheadle here?
Cover up. This is a cover up. There's no doubt in my mind this was an inside job. And I love what Ivan Raiklin just said, which is that the corporate media has lost control of the narrative. And we have to thank Elon Musk in part for this, because this investigation, the real investigation, is unfolding on X, and it's crowdsourced among millions of X users. That's what's happening. And the users of X are far more capable and far more intelligent and have far more experience than anybody in government who could investigate this. Plus, we know the Secret Service, the DOJ, the FBI, they will cover it up. They will start burying evidence. Like, how come we don't know about the rifle, the brass, and the bullets? Even as of today, where's the picture of the rifle? Did it have optics? Where's the brass that should have rolled off the roof? We don't even have images or videos of Crooks actually firing his rifle. And he may never have fired his rifle, by the way. And, you know, the audio forensic analysis that I shared with you a few days ago with you and Alex on the show and with Harrison.
Great work on that.
What's cool about that is that that's consistent with another shooter at the same distance, right? So it could have been a team put there by the deep state inside the building taking the shots. And that also would have been consistent, like I said, with the audio forensics fingerprint that is in the recordings of the Fox News broadcast coverage of the event. So the audio forensics doesn't say who took the shot. It just says that here's the distance from which that shot was taken. So as of this moment, I don't know that Crooks took any shots at all.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And, you know, and I knew as soon as I saw, 10 minutes after the attempted assassination occurred, I went and watched the video. I wasn't watching live when it happened. And I knew it was like, all right, first of all, they're going to say it's one shooter and nobody's going to believe it. Like, all the things run through your head. It's just standard operating procedure of how this is going to respond. And so I'm not discounting what you said. It's very possible that there are multiple people involved, multiple shooters. I'm also not discounting the narrative that it was this one person. But I do discount any claims that this wasn't deep state involved. Right. So I definitely agree that there was some sort of conspiracy here to allow this to happen. But I'm glad that you mentioned Twitter specifically, or X, because one of the things that's been breaking over the last 24 hours has been the Soros-backed bets against the Truth Social stock 24 hours before the assassination attempt. And I just want to read to you a little bit of the story and get your feedback on it. This is from the Died Suddenly account on X. Revealed, the firm that took the suspicious and enormous bet against President Trump's Truth Social stock, DJT, one day before the assassination attempt is Austin Private Wealth LLC, majority held by George Soros' Vanguard and BlackRock. Coincidentally, BlackRock, the party that would have greatly profited from President Trump's death, included the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, in a 2022 promotional video. Alex, Soros infamously shared an Atlantic magazine cover image, which featured a bullet hole in glass, followed by a picture of cash, which added up to the number 47, a message some interpreted as a cryptic death threat against President Trump. Austin Private Wealth LLC is also connected to the late President George H.W. Bush, who was a client, and through his son, President George W. Bush, who attended events and was involved in the company's charitable initiatives. So it seems on multiple fronts, like the deep state knew something was happening. The Soros globalists knew something was happening. There were bizarre stock market investment decisions that were made, assuming that DJT stock was going to plummet very shortly. And they're walking it back now with this statement. We can get into the statement in a moment, but it's just, there's too many pieces, man, that make this obviously a deep state assassination attempt on the President of the United States. And it's not some just random miscellaneous MK Ultra kind of
you know, fringe conspiracy theory, even though I believe in MKUltra, and I think that was probably involved here with what happened with Crooks. We know that it was a mind control program designed to create assassins, and even though 99% of the documents were wiped out. But there are other pieces that even the most reasonable, not superstitious, not into the woo-woo conspiracy stuff, even the most reasonable sort of down-to-earth, feet-on-the-ground people would be like, what? What are your thoughts about this investment thing with the Soros?
Well, can you read that statement from Austin Private Wealth?
Yes, first? I have it right here. Yes,
we
let's
can
read
have
it.
Context. Yeah, go
so,
ahead.
So Austin Private Wealth issued a statement on incorrect filing with the SEC. This is from 717. The SEC filing, which showed that Austin Private Wealth shorted a large number of shares of Trump Media and Technology Group Corp., DJT, was incorrect, and we immediately amended it as soon as we learned of the error. No client of APW holds or has ever held a put on DJT in the quantity initially reported. The correct holding amount was 12 contracts or 1,200 shares, not 12 million shares, as was filed in error. In submitting the required report for the second quarter of 2024, a multiplier was applied by a third-party vendor that increased the number of shares by a multiple of 10,000 for all options contracts, not just DJT. We did not catch the error before approving the filing. We filed the report on July 12th to reflect our positions on June 28th. We amended it on July 16th. We deeply regret this error and the concern it has caused, especially at such a fraught moment for our nation. We are committed to full transparency and maintaining the trust of our clients. As such, we are reviewing our internal procedures and our processes with the third-party vendor that assists with SEC filings to better understand how this happened and avoid similar issues moving forward. So they just walked it back and said it was a clerical error. So first the mistake was made, and then the mistake wasn't caught when they approved it. And then now they're saying it was a mistake and it was never meant to happen. What do you think when you hear this news?
Well, I think that is one hell of a mistake, if that's indeed what it is. A mistake that, if enacted and true, would have earned potentially billions of dollars in windfall profits upon the death of Donald
If he
Donald
died,
Trump,
do you think they would have corrected the filing? If he died?
There's a question. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not here accusing Austin Private Wealth of being involved
Neither
in this shooting. I'm not accusing them of having foreknowledge. I'm simply asking a question. This is an incredible coincidence. And the volumes that are reported, and I sent your producer two links here. There's a website called fintel.io. I sent your producer two links, one for DJT and one for Rumble, the symbol RUM. And these links are active right now. I'm looking at them on my screen. That's why I'm looking to the side here.
Sure.
And if you go to those two links right now today, it shows for the DJT link, it shows Austin Private Wealth here, 12 million shares. You scroll down just a little bit right there. Okay, that's the Rumble link. That's the first one. And that shows the Rumble. There it is, 34 million short shares of Rumble. Filing date, Friday, 7/12, right? July 12th.
Bizarre.
Now, note that row is green. Now, there's a legend on this page just above that. It says green rows indicate new positions. Red rows indicate closed positions. So what color is that row? It's green. That means this is a new position. It is not a closed position. And if it was a mistake, if it was supposed to be immediately corrected, why is it still showing that here with this financial intelligence company?
Right. I mean, and I'm showing 34 million shares there. Austin Private Wealth was only claiming that they erroneously purchased 12 million, right? And so if there's 34 million, that means that there were millions of other people that also made the same decision investing-wise. There were millions of other shares that were purchased,
34 million short shares are tied directly on this page to Austin Private Wealth.
Yes.
And then if you go to the DJT link, it shows 12 million shares that are tied to Austin Private Wealth. Now, again, I just want to be clear, I'm not accusing Austin Private Wealth of any conspiracy or any foreknowledge of this, but the coincidence of the timing, the suspicious questions surrounding the shooting itself, the links of investors such as BlackRock who are involved in Austin Private Wealth and some of the people involved in BlackRock and so on, this is obviously going to raise major, major questions in the minds of people because, you know what? Look at Congress, Chase. How is it that Nancy Pelosi just turns out to be so lucky on all these stock bets and her family members?
Yeah.
How is it that people come into Congress in poverty and then they leave as multi hundreds of millionaires or billionaires sometimes. Wow, their luck is just amazing.
Yes.
And I think American
what is the salary of a senator or a representative? Is it $175,000 a year or something? I mean, it's nothing to bat an eye at. It's a nice salary, but it's not three beach houses and a classic collector's car. It's not however many hundreds of millions of dollars now that Nancy Pelosi's worth. It's because they're legally allowed to insider trade. And when Nancy Pelosi's buying NVIDIA stock out the wazoo while we're simultaneously, for some reason, sending troops to protect Taiwan from Chinese annexation, that's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, clearly. Absolutely. I mean, insider trading for members of Congress is currently legal activity, and it should not be. And there are efforts underway, by the way, to pull that back. It's a bipartisan effort underway, I think, in the Senate at the moment. But look back to 9/11, and I think you've covered this, Chase, or if not, I know Alex has.
Sure.
But 9/11, certain people made certain bets.
Yes.
Certain insurance policies were taken out on certain buildings, like Building 7 and so on. And some certain people, well-connected people, got huge multi-billion dollar payouts when 9/11 took place. And it's isn't it interesting how those payouts always line up with certain people who are connected to, you know, globalist groups or deep state groups or sometimes like the Bush version of the CIA and so on. So the American people aren't buying this, okay? They're going to keep asking questions. And I think what's happened here is that this was an attempted coup. It's blowing up in their face. Instead of blowing up Trump's skull, it's blowing up in the faces of the deep state.
Yes.
I mean, think about that. And as we continue to dig, and we should be digging with all due diligence, this is going to continue to expose their lies, their cover-ups. This is not incompetence. I believe that Kimberly Cheadle should be considered for arrest and prosecution at this point.
Criminal negligence.
I believe.
At least.
At least. But an investigation needs to be done outside of the government itself, obviously. And I believe that Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be questioned by a congressional committee for his knowledge of what happened with that shooting and perhaps his complicity. Because we know, Chase, that Mayorkas has organized and funded the invasion camps such as San Vicente Camp and Lajas Blancas Camp in Panama. He has funded these camps in order to invade the United States as a strategy to rig the election that's coming up.
Yes.
We know he's done those things. That's well documented by Michael Yon and others.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned the deep state. And the deep state is a tricky term because it's an abundantly accurate term to use to describe so much of what is going on, but it's also a very ambiguous term. So people will say, what do you mean by the deep state? You mean the intelligence community? You mean the political industrial complex? Do you mean the military industrial complex? And the answer to that is yes, right? When we look specifically at organizations like the CIA or the FBI, and I want to get your sentiment on this, and Alex says something I agree with a lot. He says, look, there are a lot of good people in law enforcement. There are a lot of good people in these institutions. It's not all bad, but at the top, they're bad.
Right.
And so the impact on the world and humanity itself is a net negative, right? And so one of the things that was really interesting to me about the Epstein stuff, and I don't want to get into the weeds on Epstein, I'm just using this as an example to make a point, is why would they prosecute him at all if they were just going to cover up the list? You know, why would you go after Ghislaine Maxwell? And then if you didn't want to release the list, why wouldn't you just not go after these people? Why wouldn't you just not prosecute these people? And then it just kind of clicked with me like a light bulb. There must be a major covert, not discussed schism happening in organizations like the FBI and the CIA, similar to what we're seeing with the DNC and the Biden campaign right now, or even within the Republican Party, where we have the neocons versus the MAGA populists now, with Matt Gaetz going up to McCarthy and saying, oh, when are you speaking? Are you speaking? Like I think that there is a schism of white hats and black hats in organizations like the Secret Service, in organizations like CIA, FBI, and others, where half of them are trying to do the job the way it's supposed to be done, and the other half are abusing it, and I think they're at odds with one another. Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
You make a really good point there, Chase, and I'm 100% with you. There are so-called white hats, you know, well-meaning, law-abiding people inside the FBI, inside the DOJ, inside—
But not the IRS. They're all bad at the IRS.
Well, believe it or not, you know, there are whistleblowers from inside the IRS, and there are former IRS agents that are trying to make amends for some of the horrific things that agency has done to the American people. But there are good elements inside the bureaucracy. And what I'm seeing right now, I have something really critical to share with you here. What I'm seeing right now is that a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork now who have been in that system, and they are starting to talk to people like me, like you, like Alex and others. In fact, just in the last 24 hours, I was contacted by two people, one of those being the special forces person I just mentioned here on your show, who has never given that information, never talked publicly about protective details for prime ministers and presidents and so on. And he's now demanding, you know, the release of those PowerPoint documents that, yes, you know, were prepared in advance. But I was also contacted by a person who, and I'm not going to go into crazy detail, but they have a horrific backstory about Joe Biden's history. And they were asking me if they thought that they should go public with what they knew about Joe Biden's history. And I said, I don't think it's even necessary at this point. You know, I mean, do what you want, but I think Joe Biden's done. But the fact that he even, like, this is a guy who would never normally talk about things like that. The fact that he was even considering talking about this is an indication to me that now that
I want to cut in and interrupt you really quick, and I hate to do that because I absolutely respect you. And we've met in person. I got a good sense of people. You're a brilliant man. And in the bad
dude,
word there.
No, but, Chase, I take that as high praise from you. I love your work.
You have to crush your enemy entirely, right? This is one of the rules from the Art of War. This is one of the principles of 48 Laws of Power. And yes, I think he's done too, but I think we need to hammer down harder than ever, man. I would encourage that guy to come out. Like, we just need to pound this into the ground. We cannot leave even a semblance of a chance of victory. Go ahead.
I absolutely hear you, Chase. And by the way, I think you are doing an outstanding job. And I'm a big fan of your work, your enthusiasm, your coverage. You're doing amazing things there. I'm just happy to contribute. But let me say, my rule with sources, and I have a lot of sources from inside government, former military intelligence, current active operators working with the Texas government to protect the border and so on. My rule with sources is I never encourage them to take a particular course of action.
Yes.
If they're asking me, hey, Mike, should I give you this story or not? Yes. Or should I go public or not? Or should I do an interview like in shadow or what? I say, dude, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I am not going to push you one way or another because I don't want anybody to ever come back to me. I know that's fine, but I don't want to be responsible for somebody
I understand
that goes too far. And then
they wind up in prison or killed or whatever, and then it's your fault because you encouraged them. I get it.
No, and I don't pay sources for information. I don't arm twist sources. I'm like, if you've got something, if I can be of assistance to furthering the goal of liberty and freedom and truth for this country, I'm a vessel to help you get that out. But if you don't want to do it, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Mike, well, I want to keep you on. We're coming up on a break here in about 55 seconds. Before we go to the break, I want to give you just 20 seconds or so before we plug our stuff to share with the audience where they can find you. And then please stick with us because I want to continue this conversation on the other side.
Well, of course, I'm the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech video site. And we, you know, I broadcast a podcast every day on X and Rumble and Brighteon. And we have named X in a lawsuit because X is currently censoring links to Brighteon. But we hope and anticipate that their legal team will review that and reverse that and open up links to Brighteon on X. We're hoping that will happen soon.
Absolutely, Mike. Stick with us because I want to dive in more into the weeds on this on the other side. In the meantime, audience, please open up a new tab, or if you're listening on the radio, open up your phone, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Be the reason that we're still on the air. It's more important now than ever that we have your support. Plus, these products aren't an expense, folks. They are an investment in your own health. Stick with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm Chase Geiser hosting today. We will have more reports from Alex Jones throughout the show and some great guests. We've got Mike Adams with us right now. We've got Kirk Elliott coming up, and we're going to get into the news just one-on-one, mano-a-mano at the top of the hour. But I want to keep Mike with us for the next 27 minutes because, Mike, what I really want to do for the next 27 minutes is basically have two goals. I want to rehash what we think happened from your perspective, and then I want to get into what you think is coming next. And then as a result of that, what we should be doing. So let's just start kind of think about it chronologically. If you had to guess.
Okay, hold on.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hold on, Chase.
Go ahead. I'm holding on.
Before we go, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have a great idea. I want you to come with me. We're going to go to Vegas. I found a casino where we can place a bet on the roulette wheel. And if we lose the bet, we can take it back.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That's exactly what they did, right? Oh, it was a filing error.
Right.
Unbelievable.
We're going to put $1 million on Red 5 or whatever. and then if it doesn't come up Red 5, we're going to say, well, that was a mistake. Wait, give us our money back. Yeah. We didn't mean that.
Somebody needs to use AI and redo that scene from Rain Man when he calls the wrong color. Make it Soros.
Right. That's right. So, there could be all kinds of applications for this. You know, could you make money in the market if you could just take backs anytime you make a wrong bet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole market would be compromised if everybody could do it. But if only George Soros can do it, then I guess it's okay for him.
Pretty wild stuff. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to interject.
No, that's a great idea. I love that. So if you had to guess, and disclaimer, this is speculation at this point. We don't know for sure, right? But we're just talking from our intuition, speculation, our opinion. We're not reporting this necessarily as fact. If you had to guess, and let's just say, for example, there's a contest and there's a 5-paragraph essay, and whoever's essay is the most accurate to whatever actually happened gets $10 billion. Actually, $1.5 billion would be sufficient here, okay? What would you guess actually conspired on Saturday? What happened? What caused
it? It's not even much of a guess at this point. It's becoming clear that, okay, so local police were given traffic duties. So they're out of the picture of... the local PD, Butler, they were not supposed to cover any buildings. So covering the buildings was 100% Secret Service. We know that this supposed shooter, Crooks, that he was observed by Secret Service nearly 30 minutes before the actual shooting took place. And they were watching him. They were watching him use a rangefinder. Like, this is not suspicious, like someone ranging the podium where the president's going to speak. I mean, come on. It's not a golf course. I mean, something's going on here. And then he walked back, apparently, reportedly, to his car and got a backpack and came out. And then, you know, apparently they saw there was a ladder there, and they saw him on the roof, and people were pointing him out. And it occurred to me, Chase, that they were calling all this in to the higher-ups at the Secret Service to report the progress of the Patsy. To say, yo, Patsy has taken the range. Patsy, like,
that's a hell of a way to look at it.
Right. Because the Patsy needed to follow a specific set of milestones, needed to jump through hoops. I think they dragged him out of bed that morning and said to him, you know, hey, Crooks, today's training day. We're going to have a really fun training thing today. You know how we've done training sessions before? Yeah. So get a ladder and a rifle and some ammo and meet us at these grounds here. We're going to have a really fun thing. It's going to be ladders and climbing and rolling around, whatever. It's going to be fun.
He's just zombified. Okay, eye spinning, spiral, just MK Ultra.
Right. Because they probably went through some previous training with him and he was like, this is cool. We got to shoot guns or whatever, and got paid, So this is just my guess again. This is in my mind how this probably went down. I can't prove this, but it fits the evidence we know so far. It is subject to change, granted. But I think they were monitoring his progress and reporting it up to, most likely, Cheadle. And Cheadle was probably reporting it to Mayorkas, is my guess. And that's why we need an investigation, an independent investigation, because we need answers to this. So they're saying, oh, yeah, he made it through. And by the way, this is not the entire Secret Service that would have been involved in this. I'm not disparaging all Secret Service agents.
The fewer people, the better for
a
conspiracy like this. I mean, even Cicero wrote in his letters that he was miffed that he wasn't included in the conspiracy to stab Julius Caesar. Right? He wrote this in letters like, why didn't you guys call me? It's a conspiracy, man. Only a few of us could know.
All it would have taken is a small subset of the team of some really dark-hearted people. But I believe they were reporting his progress, and then they reported, okay, he's on the roof, he's in position, and now, it's go, or whatever. And then whoever was supposed to take the shot, which could have been somebody else, it could have been the rogue team that might have been stationed directly underneath him in the same building, right? They probably heard him crawling on the roof, right?
But based because on your findings, I mean, I'm no expert in this, but our conversation Saturday, if my memory serves, you were thinking that this was a fairly easy shot.
For an experienced shooter, it is an easy shot.
Yeah.
No question about it.
That actually kind of plays toward is probably this stupid kid.
Well, however, The movement of Trump's head is something that is unpredictable for any experienced shooter to compensate for.
Right.
Now, if an experienced sniper were shooting center mass and just trying to hit a target in the chest, there's not enough movement of the torso to throw that shot off far enough. But if you're trying to go for a headshot for the purpose of having a big, scary public image, that's
one, he might have been wearing a bulletproof vest. You shoot him in the chest, it might not have done anything.
I don't think he was wearing something that would have stopped a typical rifle round, and we still don't know the actual round that was used. This could have been a 300 Win Mag, and you know, a typical level 3 or 3A vest obviously would not have stopped that.
Okay.
You would have had to have like metal plates or ceramic plates, level 4 protection to even think about stopping something like that. So I think they wanted a headshot because they wanted to psychologically traumatize America. And I think that Alex would probably agree with that assessment because he knows the history of the psychological traumatization of the American psyche.
It's not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable at all what you're saying. I'm following along eagerly.
And I think the deep state wanted to send a message, the same message that Senator Schumer said. They have 6 ways to Sunday to get you. And that is, if you cross us, we're going to blow your head off on Fox News, you know, coverage of a live event. We're going to blow your head off. That, I think they wanted to send a message. And thus, I think they told the actual shooter, whoever it was, to take a headshot.
Yeah.
And a headshot is a much more difficult shot because the head moves. And every experienced shooter knows that. So that's my explanation for what happened. I think they were walking this guy through the steps. I think they brought him, they showed him, they said, this is the building you're going to climb up. This roof is available. They made sure it was available. And then get up there. And as soon as he was up there, the shot was either taken by him or ordered to be taken by somebody else. We don't yet know.
You know, it'd be interesting to see if he had an earpiece in or something like that, too. I mean, maybe he did. Maybe all the plans were given to him ahead of time. But so with that as a given, let's talk about what happens next. Is this the last time there's going to be an attempt on Donald Trump's life? Or are they going to try again?
They will undoubtedly try again. And I've even talked about this in my own podcast. They're going to now use. See, let me explain it this way. A sharpshooter attack is obviously a precision attack, but it has a lower chance of success versus something like an area effect weapon.
Yes.
And Alex even mentioned this the other day. He was talking about truck bombs.
Yes.
That they might try truck bombs. Well,
we know 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate disappeared.
It's an area effect weapon, right? So, and now you're talking about mass casualties of bystanders as well as their intended target, which, you know, let's obviously pray. Let's pray for the safety of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I want to be clear. I pray for the safety of Joe Biden today because I don't want to see any violence. I don't want to see any harm to any candidate. Chase, I want this election to proceed peacefully, orderly, and lawfully. And as a result, I disavow any means of violence from any direction on this. But the deep state, I believe, will now escalate to area effect weapons. That's where this is going.
Do you think that they're going to attempt to take Biden's life?
I think right now they are presenting Biden with some of the dirt that they've had for a long time that would be utterly destroy his reputation, his legacy, if you can even call it that, and would force him out. And they're probably just presenting to him like,
what more could they possibly release, though, than has already been exposed in the laptop and other pieces of evidence like the diary?
Well, like I said, I've been contacted by people who have far worse things to say. And I've told them, again, you know, maybe you don't even need to do that, but it's your call. But there's way worse dirt out there, Chase, than anything that's ever been aired about Joe. But it's probably not even necessary because, you know, it's being reported right now that he may step down this weekend. It looks like, I mean, not from the presidency, but from the reelection.
Yeah, Alex Jones predicted July 20th. Let's see if it happens. I hope it doesn't. I hope Alex is wrong about that one because I want him to run against Trump and lose.
I want Joe Biden to stay in the election. I want him to be safe. I want the election to go off without a hitch, like I said, because I believe that if we can stop at least some measure of the cheating by the Democrats, then America will elect Trump and Vance. And then things are going to change dramatically in a more positive direction from that. It's not going to be easy, though. I want to be clear.
Yes.
And maybe we need to talk about this at some point, but there will be an economic devastation repercussion that happens from the policies that Biden already put in place, the damage that has already been done to this country economically. For example, shutting down energy, you know, energy, yes, transportation,
and
pipelines.
Printing 40% of all dollars ever printed in the last 4 or 5 years.
Exactly. So even if Trump is in the Oval Office, he can't change the laws of economics and reverse all that. We're going to suffer some severe economic repercussions from what has already been put into place. But I would much rather have Trump in power during those dark times than another tyrant.
Yes, like Biden. Absolutely. Well, even Trump has warned about this, and the left has tried to spin some of these comments to their favor, where he said, I hope it happens before I'm in office so that it doesn't get pinned on me and look like my policies or my presidency is responsible for an economic crisis. And the left takes that clip and they say, oh, Donald Trump says he hopes the economy crashes. This guy doesn't care about the economy, doesn't care about you. They try to spin it, but everybody and their mother understands that something bad economically is about to happen because all of the economic decisions from our leadership have been so abundantly reckless over the course of the last forever.
It's going to take, you're exactly right, Chase, and it's going to take a long time to halt inflation, even to just plateau inflation, because of the massive money printing, like you said, the trillions of dollars, the demonetization of the dollar. And frankly, you know, it all started when we took the dollar off the gold standard in 71, well, under Richard Nixon. Yeah. And if you don't have an honest money system, you're going to ultimately suffer the collapse of the currency. And don't forget that the Biden regime weaponized the dollar against other nations, specifically against
Russia. They
weren't
the first to do it, but they definitely did it against Iran and Russia and China, yes, and others.
But they amped it up. They had the SWIFT system cut off Russia.
Yeah.
A level of economic punishment, right, based on dollar hegemony.
And then they whine about BRICS trying to coordinate something else. It's like, well, if you do sanctions like this, I mean, the tighter you squeeze, the more star systems slip between your fingers, Vader. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Princess Leia right there. So what's going to happen, the BRICS currency is rising. And
yes,
it will be strong. The power of the U.S. Navy is also waning, and we're seeing this. Did you see the so-called successful attack by the Houthis on the oil tanker?
Yes.
The Houthis have shut down the Red Sea sea lane, which is affecting ports in Israel. It's affecting the Suez Canal.
Right.
This is affecting world trade right now. The BRICS nations are much stronger than America in terms of industrial productivity. Look at China's output. Energy and oil productivity. Look at Russia's energy assets. Look at Iran. Look at all, and by the way, Turkey and India. And Turkey wants to join BRICS and so on. And India's production is also, you know, they have a massive population, almost right there with China, much larger than the United States. So the future of currencies and of the economic powers is not going to be focused on just the United States of America. Those days are over. So I hope that Trump wins. I hope he gets into office, and I hope he realizes, and perhaps he already does, that we need to, as Trump says, do deals. We need to do deals with Russia. We need to do commerce. In other words,
yes,
let's not fight Russia, China, Iran. Let's engage in commerce and
this
have-
can all be negotiated by reasonable people sitting at the table. And one of the things that was,
yes,
the most alarming thing to me was hearing when Tucker Carlson interviewed Vladimir Putin, and hearing from Vladimir Putin, and this was not denied by the White House, by the way. This was not denied by the Democrats or anything. He said he hadn't even spoken to Joe Biden since the invasion of Ukraine. You remember during the Cold War, there's, what was it called?
Incredible.
The famous red phone, the famous hotline between Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, right? Like, the idea was, yeah, the more tense things get, the more easy it needs to be for us to communicate so we can neutralize, make sure that nothing happens because of a miscommunication. Now we're on the brink of World War III for like a second or third time in our nation's history, and our president hasn't even had a conversation with Vladimir Putin. Of course, it's because Putin and the Kremlin understand that Biden isn't actually running things. They know because of their intelligence that he has dementia and that it's run by committee. So they send their staff to meet with his staff because they understand that that's where the decisions are being made. But the fact that we have a president of the United States who hasn't even had a conversation with Vladimir Putin just tells me that so much of this could be solved by just getting together for
a 7-day period at a summit wherever, Switzerland, you can go to Russia, you can go do it in D.C., wherever, neutral ground, I don't care, Madagascar for all I care. Just talk to the guy. I think he's reasonable. I mean, he might be evil, he might be a hero, he might be a villain, I don't know, I don't care, but he's not rash, you know?
No. Chase, you can count on Putin to have Russia's interest in his mind.
Yes.
He will serve the interests of his country, yes, and his own power base. Now, does Russia have an interest of being involved in a nuclear war? No. Does Russia have a self-interest in losing millions of people in a giant European war? Absolutely not. Does Russia have an interest in selling energy products and selling fertilizer and aluminum and raw materials and technology to the rest of the world? Absolutely. Russia has a huge interest in that. You can count on Putin being rational to represent the interests of his support base and his country. And that's enough. That's all you need. You don't need Putin to be your best friend and your best buddy. You just need him to want to do good things for his people. Now, if only our government was wanting to do good things for us, then they could sit down and work things out. But as you know,
well, the globalists hate all sovereign nations, especially superpowers that are sovereign nations. That's one of the reasons they hate Russia so much. It's one of the reasons they hate China so much. Even though China's communist, they hate communism. They do believe in Chinese sovereignty. In Russia, I've got problems with Russia, but they believe in Russian sovereignty. Globalists hate superpowers that demand their own national sovereignty, and they try to associate it with nationalism or Nazism. I mean, you have people calling the Russians Nazis, which is just total. Anybody that has any understanding of history realizes that they were actually even worse than the Nazis. They were communists, right? So, you know, I don't know why we've just branded Nazism as the definition of all evil. Of course, it was evil, but so many things were worse, right, that we just totally disregard. But I totally agree with you on this. The thing that's occurred to me in light of this conflict with Russia, realizing that traditionally over 70% of their economy has been totally based off of energy exports, natural gas exports, I'm starting to think that this whole globalist climate change, green energy push has actually been a conspiracy to render Russia's energy exports moot. I think this might actually have been a long-term strategy to weaken the Russian economy by making Europe less dependent on natural gas. And it's going to backfire because our dollar is dependent on the trading of oil. But I think this green energy lie hoax is actually about neutralizing the Russian economy. What do you think? Is that too far-fetched?
Well, that may be an element, but I think primarily the climate hoax is about causing mass famine,
yeah,
and economic collapse domestically. And by the way, look at what happened in Europe. So the Europeans really got on board the green climate cult. They shut down their own domestic energy production largely, even though they're sitting on massive natural gas fields. They instead relied on gas from Gazprom out of Russia. And then the U.S. comes along and blows up, you know, the pipelines, Nord Stream, right?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
and
Germany,
we said we were
going
to do it.
Western
and then when
Europe,
when it happened, we said Russia did it to themselves.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden on the record saying that pipeline's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You can count on it.
Yeah.
And then they blew it up. And then, oh, it wasn't us, you know. But think about it. They did the same thing to Europe that they're doing to America, which is there has been sabotage of refineries.
Yeah.
We've
seen the protests from farmers all overseas. Combines in Germany,
yes,
you know, showing up to the Capitol, tractors blocking streets in major capitals all over Europe for the last several years.
Yes. But the bigger point in all of this, Chase, is that the governments of Western Europe and the government of the United States and the government of Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so on have all been weaponized against their own people to destroy their own societies. And that's got to stop. People are more red-pilled now than ever before. I mean, people are on board with things today that you and I and Alex and others were saying 5 years ago, we might have been called completely crazy for it. No longer. Everybody said enough is enough. We have to have a government that at least isn't just trying to kill us all and starve us all and destroy us all, right? We got to have somebody in Washington, D.C. that actually stands for America, that puts America first, for God's sake. And I was asking, I had Sebastian Gorka on the other day, and I said,
I'm
Seb,
Sebastian Gorka.
What?
Have you got your relief factor? Have you got your relief factor, Dr. Sebastian Gorka? Sorry, I think
that's
an
good impression. Good impression. well, he has strong, impassioned views. I'll say it that way.
If you support Ukraine, then you're an enemy of America. Or if you support Russia, or if you don't support Ukraine, you're an enemy of America. That's what he used to think.
Okay. But right. I asked him about the border,
yeah,
and he said,
"Border. I hardly know her.
Gonna shut down the border, And I believe that's going to happen because I've also spoken with a lot of high-level law enforcement in the state of Texas. And they are ready. They are ready to arrest and deport illegals by the hundreds of thousands in the state of Texas alone.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I I've had direct meetings with high-level law enforcement, and they've told me if the federal government will take these illegals and actually deport them and not just release them, then we'll start arresting lots of them.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, and that's why the left is freaking out about Project 2025, regardless of whether Trump's involved or not. They hate the deportation aspect of it because they know it's deporting their voter base.
Yeah, absolutely. But this can change dramatically. This can change quickly. And I believe that if Trump is reelected, that his new administration will move with incredible speed. It will be so much more effective because he's not a newbie at this point. He's not going to be naive. And they are going to instantly turn things around, almost instantly, at the border. They're going to reverse all the bad executive orders that Joe Biden signed. And if we can give them the Senate and the House, then, whoa, you know, stand back, because some major things are going to change legislatively in this country with major investigations. And I also hope that those investigations, I think America needs to listen to Ivan Raiklin. Ivan's got the best list of who to investigate and why, and those investigations need to begin under the Trump administration.
That's absolutely. Well, one of the concerns that I have about the problems that we're facing is that it's not just a matter of leadership. To use a leftist term, because there's no better term for it, it's truly systemic. And what I mean by that is, if you go back and you study the fall of Rome, the more power that was attributed to the Caesar, the emperor Caesar, the more ebbs and flows and just disparities and fluctuations you would see from leader to leader, right? So if you had a good Caesar, things would go great for 30 years if that guy didn't get assassinated. And if you had a bad one, they would plummet. So you have Marcus Aurelius was great, and then he appoints Commodus. Commodus was a disaster, similar to kind of the fictionalized version that we see in the movie Gladiator, literally. And so what I'm concerned about is we have Trump go in, we have 4 years of amazing leadership because of the decisions and the leverage and the weaponization of the executive branch to get this done. But if he doesn't actually change the systems of the deep state, the way that the FBI and the CIA and these other apparatus influence and manipulate and just screw up our entire country, then it could all just be reversed immediately like it was under the Biden regime that we just witnessed. So do you think he's actually going to be able to, in this next minute that we have, 30 seconds or so, do you think he's actually going to be able to change the systems to ensure that no president in the future can screw up the progress he makes?
I think if Trump is elected, he'll be the last president of the United States of America as we know it.
Whoa.
That's my answer. I don't think the U.S. continues in its current form for four more years, no matter who's in the White House.
Wow.
So what that looks like, I don't know exactly, but the economic disaster is coming. The currency collapse is coming, no matter who's in the White House. And you're going to see more local states asserting rights, perhaps secession, perhaps reorganization at various levels, but it's going to be a very interesting time to be alive. Let's just hope we have a pro-liberty person in the White House and not a tyrant in the White House with Biden.
Yes.
So,
well, Mike,
that's my
thank you so much. Mike Adams, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always an honor and pleasure. Don't get that relief factor crap from Sebastian Gorka. Get Joint Relief Max at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Be the reason we're still on the air. Mike, an honor and pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Chase.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc,
everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.